That is People in Your Neighborhood. It's Friday. This morning I am joined by a peer mayor, Steve Harding. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Will. Good. Doing good today. Getting set for the weekend, and we got some good moisture that everybody's pretty happy about. So that's good news.
Yep.
So, with that moisture, now we opened the golf course, and we got a couple days of play in, and then the snow hit, and the cooler weather, and the rain, and so we've been closed now out there. It's still awful wet. I was just out there yesterday. There's still water standing in the fairways and things. But we're thinking we'll be able to open again on Sunday, this coming Sunday. So we'll be closed today and tomorrow, and then the golf course will open again on Sunday. So if you're looking to get some golf in this weekend, go ahead and you can go out and make a tee time for Sunday and get things kicked off again. So that's good news. And probably some really good news for the city in Central South Dakota is the United States Department of Transportation awarded the Essential Air Service contract for the city of Pierre, and they awarded that to SkyWest. So they'll take over. And I'd just like to give a little shout out to Denver Air Connection. You know, they've been our provider for about the last 6 years, and they've done a great job for Pierre to Denver flights. And this year, this time around, SkyWest was the service that the city of Pierre recommended to DOT. And so they just awarded that Tuesday of this week. So June 1st, SkyWest is the start of the new contract. Should be relatively smooth transition because by the contract and FAA regulations, the two airlines work together to make it a smooth transition. So, and a couple things about that going with SkyWest is they're really connected to United Airlines, and so it'll be a lot easier for ticketing for your final destination. International flights, if you're going to Cancun or across to Hawaii or anywhere like that, it's really really smooth transition to fly out of the United States on those longer trips. You can it'll count for your frequent flyer miles with United, and should be a little more reasonably priced plane tickets too. So there's some real advantages being connected to one of the big four airlines. So they can look forward to that. If you've made reservations with Denver Air Connections past June 1st, you'll be getting notified, and you can work with Denver Air Connection and SkyWest to get those used up and get over to the SkyWest ticketing system. So it'll take a little bit, but if there's any problems, you can give us a call. But SkyWest is, they'll have a website set up and everything too, and a number that you can call to help with that. So that's really good news for the city of Pierre, and our boardings have really been, they've been up there over 1,000 a month, and so that's really, people are using that. It's about the same as our last Essential Air Service contract, 12 flights to Denver, and so we're looking forward to that. Another good thing is that it's a 4-year contract this year, this time instead of a 2-year contract. It takes a lot of time to go out and get the requests for proposals done and take a look at it. So the process takes a lot of time. So having a 4-year contract will be a good thing as far as the city's concerned. Yeah. So looking forward to that. A fun thing coming up, and this is something that's held every year, is the underwater Easter egg hunt up at the YMCA. The City of Pierre Parks Department is putting that on up at the YMCA. It's this Sunday, and it starts at 12:15, and it's for kids 3 to 11 can go up there, and it's really a fun event. I haven't taken my grandkids. They live out of town, but I've been up there, and the kids really have a lot of fun.
No, I bet.
And so that starts at 12:15 this Sunday. There's plenty of goodies to go around for everybody, so everybody's sure welcome. If you're a Y member, it's free to a Y member. If you're not a Y member, you can still go, and you just have to pay the pool admission charge is all. Another thing that's coming up next Wednesday at Rollins Library, Detective Cummings with the Pierre Police Department will be putting on a class on cybersecurity. So if you've got some questions about, you know, your iPhone and security for your computers, stop up there at 6:15 at Rollins Library, 6:30. Detective Cummings will be there, and she really puts on a good class. And so stop up there at 6:30 and next Wednesday, and she can fill you in on the latest news on that. One thing that we've been doing at the city, oh, God, since back when I was a commissioner, is the Go Green and Clean program. And that's when we ask the citizens up here to take on different projects. It could be in your neighborhood. It could be along a roadway. We can, you know, plant flowers. We can stain some benches in the parks. And it's just a thing for local groups, whether it be a Boy Scout group or just your family and want to get out with the kids and pick up some trash somewhere or clean up a particular area or maybe a local park, a neighborhood park you want to do some work. And so, you know, and that starts in April and runs through about the middle of May. And if you have, you can call up to the city and say, hey, my group would like to do that, a church group or a senior citizens group. Call up there. It's 773-7407. Call up there, and Brian Tipton, they can assign projects. Let them know how many people you have that want to help, and he can assign projects for you. Or if you just want to call up and just say, hey, you know, this area our group would like to clean that up or paint this or do that project. And if it's, we'll supply basic needs, you know, if gloves and bags for garbage. So give us a call, and, you know, that just really helps the city parks department get things cleaned up so they can really concentrate on some of the bigger projects that we can handle and that we have the equipment for. So you might see some of the statues have been moved. Some of the Trail of Governors statues have been moved. Governor Bushfield, Governor McMasters, Governor Harriet, and Governor Elrod have all been moved. And that's because of the road construction there on Euclid Avenue. We had to move all of those. As soon as the construction's done, we'll move all those back where they were originally. So it's just get them out of the way so they don't get damaged during the construction. Another reminder that it's going to be, with the Euclid project, you can see where some of the roads have been blocked off for construction. So yep. It's kind of a shocker on Monday there when people started going to work or to school or whatever. There was, some of the main thoroughfares there on Capitol Avenue have been blocked off and down by the post office. Another thing that's just changed here this morning, you'll notice that Main Street is blocked off now on the north end, the Sioux Avenue side. So to access the businesses on Main Street, you'll need to go down a block. And Main Street now is two-way traffic. So you'll go inner off of, I think that's Dakota Street down there by Bank West. You'll enter the Main Street from there. You'll go up one side of the street, and then there's a cul-de-sac turnaround up there, and you'll go back down the other side of the street. Sioux Avenue will be blocked off there because there's going to be some construction starting there. So it'll be, just a different traffic flow for a couple months until the construction's done. So that's kind of what's been going on. One other thing, too, is a lot of people now are getting their letters in the mail. If you remember, the city of Pierre is going to be replacing all the water meters in the city with new water meters. The ones that currently are being used are outdated. It's time to update all of those. There's no cost to the homeowner, but you'll be getting a letter in the mail. They're taking them 900 at a time. So you'll need to call HydroCorp, and all the instructions are in that letter. When it's your turn, you'll need to call the folks that we hired to put them in, and they'll schedule a time to come to your home because they do have to have access to your home. Mm-hmm. So it may take anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on where they're located. But we're going to replace all them. We have about 4,700 of them that need replacing. So when you get that letter, make sure and give them a call so that you can get your schedule. And it'll be really be nice. Technology, it's been 10 years since we've had these changed, and the technology is just so much better now. And they'll be able to be read remotely, so we can really track your water usage for you. You know, we can just look back for months and see what your usage was. If you think you're using more water for one reason or another, we can sure check that out for you. So give them a call and get that scheduled and get those put in. So that's kind of where we're at. Things have been going on. We're getting ready for construction. Morris is doing the Euclid project, and that's a state project. That's not a city project. We'll be replacing our water and sewer lines underneath Euclid when DOT comes, when their construction. I've had some questions concerning the project, but it's really the state's project. You can go out to the State Department of Transportation website. There's all kinds of information out there. Also, on every Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Associated General Contractors building, the contractor and the state DOT folks will be there to answer any questions. It's open to the public. They'll be there from 11 to 12 every Wednesday. That building is located right across the street from Georgia Middle School. So if the public wants more information concerning how the project's going, what's going to happen next, you can go there at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays, and you can get all the information that you need. So
now, just the key thing is just be patient.
Yep. Be patient, and it's gonna traffic is gonna be, they're starting down there by the federal building, and Sioux Avenue is gonna be torn up. So if you can still access the businesses on Main Street, but traffic is going to be held up at times for sure. But it's a great project, needed to be done, and Pierre's always been patient and been good citizens on those big projects like that. So it's just improvements need to be made.
No, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, it was good to see you this morning.
Yeah, you bet. In. Well, thanks, Will. I always like to come and let the citizens know what's been going on in the city, and so it's a great opportunity. Thank you.
Well, have a good weekend.
Okay, sure will. Thanks, Will.